Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 19.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, means we go across the country, you mob, and you can give us a call and have your say on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text me 045-714-0550. Otherwise, check out our Facebook page as well, bbm987.com.au. And we're going across the nation. Thanks to NERS, your mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. A voice for our people. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. We'll catch up very soon. Have a yarn with John Patterson, CEO of AMPSENT, the Aboriginal Medical Service Alliance Northern Territory. And we'll talk about the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities around Australia have had their say on a new national agreement on closing the gap and recently releasing a snapshot summary of what has heard through the engagement process. Face-to-face meetings revealed overwhelming support for the reform priorities developed by the Coalition of Peaks. Also, I'll catch up with John Quiggan today as well. And topic there is humans are good at thinking their way out of problems, but climate change is outfoxing us. There's a growing evidence that Earth's systems are heading towards climate tipping points beyond which a change becomes abrupt and unstoppable. But another tipping point is already being crossed, humanity's capacity to adapt to a warmer world. The other topic we're going to have here in yarn with Helen Martin, Managing Director of Banabanu, that's the Indigenous-owned resort, is offering visitors a taste of Aboriginal Australia. Banabanu is on an island about an hour's boat ride from Gove in Northern Arnhem Land. It's run by husband and wife team, Helen Martin and Trevor Hosey, and has grown from a cosy fishing camp into a luxurious retreat. That sounds deadly, doesn't it? Murray just come back from holiday, had the festive season break, and still looking for a holiday. But you know how it is. Always looking like to look for a holiday. That's black and white. You know it. Have your say, mob. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black.
Jesus.
Too Deadly. There it is, Idumbala. That's by Yalila here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with Bully and Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, your mob. Now, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities around Australia have had their say on national agreement on closing the gap, recently releasing a snapshot summary of what has heard through the engagement process. Face-to-face meetings revealed overwhelming support for the reform priorities developed by the Coalition of Peaks. We're going to catch up a yarn with Brother John Patterson, CEO of AMSET, the Aboriginal Medical Service Alliance Northern Territory. On the line, John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, my brother Trevor. Good morning and Happy New Year to all the listeners and yourself.
Too Deadly. Thank you, my brother. 2020, we've arrived. Too Deadly, my brother. Now, before we start, let the mob know who you mob were you from, John?
Yeah, so I'm affiliated with the Nullarkin Mob, which is Roper River, southeast Arnhem Land here in the Northern Territory. I'm speaking to you, mob, today in my capacity as spokesperson for the Aboriginal Peak Organisations Northern Territory, even though my day-to-day job is Chief Executive for the Medical Services Alliance Northern Territory. And that's the capacity I sit on, the Coalition of Peaks that you've alluded to.
Yes.
That is negotiating and having regular ongoing negotiations and discussions with the Australian government, state and territory governments around the country.
Fantastic. So AMOV have had their say on the new national agreement on closing the gap. Where are we at with it, John?
Yeah, look, it's been a really, really positive response to both community consultations right around the country. They would have been held in Queensland and various regional centres and maybe in some of those remote locations. So over 4,000, 4,000 participants participated in those processes either via attending those community meetings and forums and the survey. We actually did an electronic survey that was driven by our secretariat based in Macho there.
Yeah.
There's been a really good response rate to that as well. I think the results from that was over 80% Indigenous, First Nation mob, our mob.
Yes.
Responding and putting their views and thoughts and ideas to the Coalition of Peaks for them to convey and negotiate with government. So,
and how simple and how positive and how right it is to work with our mob and from the inside out, you know. We've got the solution to our problems, but we just need to be at the table, don't we?
Brother, exactly. This is exactly what was demonstrated here. You give the ownership, responsibility to Aboriginal community-controlled organisations, and they're the ones that have the networks. We have the contacts. We know how to get our mob to meetings, and we can have that engagement and discussion our way and get the same outcome. So very positive when, like you say, we empower our mob to undertake those consultations.
So what happens from here then, please, John? Explain that to our listeners.
Yeah, sure. Look, we recently met with the Prime Minister and the Treasurer and a few other key ministers, including Minister White, our very own Indigenous Australians, Minister for Indigenous Australians, Minister White, in Parliament, Parliament House just recently. Very positive meeting.
Good.
The Prime Minister again indicated his support and wanting to work with the Aboriginal leadership through the Coalition of Peaks to bring about change. And look, the bottom line is, his message was he wants to give the same opportunities, same level of health and well-being, education, all that sort of stuff, the same to Aboriginal kids as, you know, non-Aboriginal kids are enjoying in this day and age in the nation. So
so the future looks bright, is what you're saying there, John.
Look, I'm very optimistic about it, very optimistic, Trev. I've been in this game now for over three decades. And it's, I have a real, what I've observed and seen to date is really positive. Good. I think there's genuine here from government at all levels, you know, that includes state and territory governments as well. And I think there is a genuine commitment to wanting to bring about change and hopefully address some of those terrible statistics that we see day
exactly.
in, day out.
Well, we as First Nation people, we're very resilient people, but we're sick of the lip service, so to speak. Yep.
Absolutely, brother. And I think a good example again was, you know, the what we've seen with our mob participating and dealing with the fires, the bushfires. That
exactly.
terrible, you know, bushfires happening down south there with our mob, and it's really good, you know, watching that all that media that our mob are also on the front line there fighting the fires. And governments, you know, there's now recommendations that governments and land management and parks people have to work and engage and
exactly.
work with our mob. You
become
know?
A student, really come to the table.
Absolutely, brother. We know how to deal with fires.
Exactly.
You know, we've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years.
Professors in our own right, aren't we?
Absolutely, my brother.
Yeah, beautiful. Good chatting with you, John. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to your deadly team. Keep doing what you're doing. And we want to get rid of that phrase, closing the gap. The gap need to be closed, my brother.
That's it, my brother. Yeah. And thank you to all your mob for your support. Greatly appreciated. And we'll keep you informed of future developments.
That's excellent. Thank you, John. You take care, my brother.
Thanks, Trev.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Beautiful yarn there. John Patterson, his name is CEO of AMSET. That's the Aboriginal Medical Service Alliance Northern Territory. And look, they've had the communication with Aboriginal Torres Strait Island communities around Australia. And they've all had their say in a new national agreement on closing the gap. And like I said, we're sick of that phrase and closing the gap. And it sounded like a broken record. But yep, the gap is still wide apart. And that's in all facets. We're talking health here at the moment. We're talking employment as well. Talking education. Talking housing. And all the above, as well as life expectancy. So a lot of work still needs to be done in regarding closing the gap. Your mob can have your say. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Yarn Up Strong here with the Ball Yarn, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trevor Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, housed here at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. That number again is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. And otherwise, check us out on Facebook as well. BBM 987 FM. Too deadly.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
The old mission town stands by the sea. The stone our people from the Kimberley. A mission from God to save our souls from the evil one to the white man's goals. They took our children from their parents. The church became a guardian. The government made a future. Stealing our children from their families. The stolen generation became a history. Stolen at birth, given a new life. I am black and my parents are white. Shame of a nation. Generation, shame of a nation, the stolen generation, shame of a nation, the stolen generation, shame of a nation, the stolen generation. Our fathers are white, our mothers are black, the colors half cast, either white or black. A new generation, a whole new race, taken from our families, a bloody disgrace. Where do I live? Where do I go? One thing I haven't, that's my soul. You won't say sorry, you won't give me land, but you'll stand up and shake my hand. Stolen at birth, given a new life. I am black, my parents are white. Shame of a nation, the stolen generation. 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 I am a man and they took my son. I couldn't compete against a white man's guns. I walked 100 miles, following my son. Trying to get him back, but I failed again. I want to die, I couldn't protect him. I am a wreck, living in misery. They took my son away from me and grew him up in another family. My parents are white. Shame of a nation.
nation. The stolen generation. Shame of a nation. The stolen generation. What a strain of policy controlled us blacks. Kingdoms and reserves and old mission checks. They're trying to bring us out and make us white. Rejecting our culture and our rights. The referendum gave us our rights. Most of Australians supported our fight. Times are changing for better or worse. It's up to all of us to make it work. Stolen at birth, given a new life. I am black, my parents are white. Shame of a nation. The stolen generation. 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 Shame of a nation. The stolen generation.
There, Warren Malira here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You mob can have your say, yarn up strong. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, the Indigenous owned resort is offering visitors a taste of Aboriginal Australia. Banabana is on an island about an hour hours boat ride from Gove in northern Arnhem Land. It's run by husband and wife team, Helen Martin and Trevor Hoisey, and has grown from a cosy fishing camp into a luxurious resort. How deadly does that sound? We're going to have a yarn now with Helen Martin on the line. Helen, good morning, sis. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Trevor.
Fantastic. First of all, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from?
I'm an Arundel woman from Central Australia.
All right, fantastic, beautiful. And other half there, Trevor Hosey, you've got to be deadly loud with that deadly name.
He's actually, well, he's Australian born, but that's
we'll claim him. We'll claim him, the two deadly. So tell us about your little cosy fishing camp that turned into a luxurious retreat.
Well, we started out, it was a dream to build this little fishing camp. And it's taken us 15 years to actually grow it to where it is today. And we really was a lifestyle business until somebody said to me in 2017, you know, what do you want to do and where do you want to take Barney Barney? What do you need to take to the next level? And yeah, that's what we've done. We've taken it to that next level with support and, you know, some grant funding as well.
Good.
And, yeah.
So how many? So we're talking about a luxurious retreat. So how many people do you house there?
Well, it's only got six rooms.
Okay.
And we've deliberately kept it small because if you see where it's located and it's on sand dunes and we really do want to protect the environment.
Good.
And we feel very privileged to be operating a this resort on this location. Because it is Aboriginal owned land,
sure.
The only people own it. So, but we're mindful of keeping it small because we want to protect the environment as well around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fantastic. And are we open 7 days a week, all year round?
We are. Yeah, no, we are. We shut down between February and March, just depending on the weather, because obviously you know we get wet season up here.
Yes.
So. But yeah, it's pretty much it can be an all rounder. But if the weather's not good, we're not open for business, and we live on site on the island, which is quite good, so we can gauge how the weather's going.
Good, fantastic. And being a small island and a small operation, is it just you and Trevor there running the show?
No. It used to be us. I used to do everything: the cooking, the cleaning, the whole lot. But
45 hats.
I did. But now we actually we employ. We've got a chef. We have two other staff. So that live on site as well. We've got a maintenance man, also another Indigenous lady that works with us. And
good.
Then during when the season starts picking up, we start employing from outside. But we also start engaging with the local Yolngu community that live on Bremer Island, the Gudjungan community.
Yep.
So yeah.
Providing employment as well, you know. And look, so fantastic.
Yeah.
And access, how do people get to Banu Banu?
Well, there's daily flights from Darwin and Cairns into Gove, and it's only an hour from Darwin and an hour and 40 minutes from Cairns. Then you get into Gove, and we can either fly across on a 15-minute flight, or you can come across, it's an hour by boat, and we've got two boats that we actually bring people over on.
And you operate and own the boats as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
We run the whole lot.
Good. Yeah. So we're talking about skippers and deckhands and cruise attendants as well, are we?
Yeah, absolutely. Fishing guides, and we've got Yolngu fishing guides. And we use them as deckies if we need to. So yeah, we've got it all covered.
Good.
So
what about reservation? People can go online.
Absolutely. They can book online through our website or just come straight through to us. And it's just inquiries at bunnybunny.com, which is what I kind of like, I recommend.
Yep.
Yeah.
So looking at the webpage, bunnybunny, just spell that, please.
It's bunnybunny.com.
.com. All right, fantastic. And so people can go online, and if they want to get away from it all, and we're going to go relax and tan up, they can get in touch with you guys and go fishing at the same time. Most of your travel agents are where? How do you market? How do you promote it? How do you get it out there?
It's interesting. It's a lot of our market. We do market through Tourism Top End and also the East Arnhem Land Tourism Association, but a lot of our business comes from word of mouth.
Yes.
And we're getting a lot of high-end Australians. So they're flying again with their own planes and helicopters. And they actually want to come and get away from everyone else and have this one-on-one, you know, experience and connecting with Aboriginal people and to land.
Fantastic.
And it is. I'm really proud of the fact that I get people coming to me and saying, oh, my God, this is just so this grounding. Is,
yeah, good, fantastic. You fired me up, here, sister. True. Murray want to get away, so that's the place to go, Bunnabunna. So what about families? You got any children there?
We do have families come over that can stay at the retreat as well, yes.
Yeah, but yourself, is it just you and Trevor or no children?
Oh, no, our children. You're going to love this.
Talk to
my
me.
My children all live in Melbourne.
No.
And Trevor's son lives in Darwin. And they when they we talk about them coming home to Bunnabunna, it means work to them. Really,
Mum, I'm on holidays, but not coming there because I'm not relaxing.
No,
I'm going to Hawaii.
I think they'll come now.
Too deadly.
I think they'll come now since we build the resort.
It's yeah, good. Hands on. Exactly.
Business. Yeah.
Yeah. So, would you look at passing it over to the kids later on?
Oh, I so wish.
Yeah.
But they're all
got their own pathways.
They do.
Yeah, good. All right. Fantastic.
I wish I could.
Too deadly, my sister. Well, this is fantastic news, Bunnabunna. I apologise. I haven't heard of Bunnabunna, but here it is now, National Tall Black. All the mob are listening. So the mob want to get away. He say, let their hair down. I don't know why I'm speaking of hair, Murray Ball here, but they can go to Bunnabunna and go online, check it out with you guys. And only looks six little units there. So that is escaping the world. That's fantastic.
And Trevor, if they do want to come, let them know that they heard me on the radio and I'll look after them.
There you go. There's the discount price right there.
It is.
That's marketing, my sister. That's marketing.
All right.
Helen, good talking with you. All the best to you. And a big shout out to your team. Keep doing what you're doing. And, get Trevor on the mop and clean that deck.
Thanks so much, Trevor. You have a good one.
You take care. Bye-bye, Helen.
Bye, thanks.
A beautiful young Helen Martin, her name is. She's the Managing Director of Bunnabunna. So there it is, your mob. Indigenous-owned resort is offering visitors a taste of Aboriginal Australia. Bunnabunna is on the island about an hour's boat ride from Gove. That's in northeast Arnhem Land. And it's run by husband and wife team. That's Helen Martin and Trevor Hoisey. And has a drone from a cosy fishing camp into a luxurious retreat. So there it is, your mob. And if you mention National Talk Black, BBM, with Trendy Trev, you get a discount. So there it is. Going to let your hair down, your mob, relax and unwind. Too Deadly here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give this Murray a call, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Otherwise, text me, 045-714-0550. National Talk Black is housed at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, Nationalist Radio Service. Don't touch that dial, your mob.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Anytime. Time of the day, well, I caught up with sister.
any time of the day. If you've got a problem,
I remember my brother crying, 'cause he hurt his knee. Me being the brother I wanted to see. Then my big sisters came, said I was to blame. We picked him up and carried him home. Walking back to Mama's on a summer afternoon, and sitting round the fire, waiting for the moon. I remember all the good times I spent with my family. We were happy of how things would feel.
Yeah, Mums. Warren H. Williams here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Armstrong, 1-800-422-416. We're live here from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebip Media, 99.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Now, humans are good at thinking their way out of problems, but climate change is outfoxing us. There's a growing evidence that Earth's systems are heading towards climate tipping points, beyond which change becomes abrupt and unstoppable. But another tipping point has already been crossed, and the humanity's capacity to adapt to a warmer world. We catch up a yarn now with John Quiggan on the line. John, very good morning. How are you? You there, John? Hello? No, John Quiggan's not there. We'll try and get John Quiggan back and talk about where we're at with regarding the climate change. As stated there, we're good at thinking our way out of problems, but not at foxing climate change. So there's growing evidence that Earth's systems are heading towards the climate and tipping points, and beyond which change becomes abrupt and unstoppable, but another tipping point is already being crossed, and the humanity's capacity to adapt to a warmer world. So that's what we need to be talking about, and we're going to try again with John Quiggan online. John, you there? Good morning.
I am. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, thank you. Where are you calling from, John?
Mariba.
Oh, Mariba. All right. Hillbilly boy up there just up the range, up the road.
Yep,
listen, so
right.
We are thinking we're deadly, but we're being outfoxed by climate change.
Well, we certainly have been adapting over time, and of course the Prime Minister is talking about it, but I think we're seeing increasing cases where just the pace of change is such that we aren't adapting fast enough, and obviously we can see that in easy measurable things. I talk about wine grapes. The wine growing season has changed quite radically, but of course that's a relatively minor case. So clearly, when we look at the bushfires and things like this, we're seeing feedbacks that we just can't get on top of.
John, so what hat do you wear in regard to this conversation?
So I'm a professor of economics at the University of Queensland, and I've worked on climate change for quite a while.
Thank you. So, of course, you'd be looking at keeping a close eye on the situation, on Mother Earth, and to what's happening with Mother Earth and how it affects us as human beings. But adaptability, absolutely. But that's not happening for us as humans?
It isn't really. I mean, I think obviously we haven't taken the kind of steps we need to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions, which is what we need to do to stop the problem getting rapidly worse. But I think also what we've seen, particularly with the bushfires, but also with our response to the drought and water, is certainly in Australia, that we haven't really even accustomed ourselves to the idea that things are changing and prepared for that. And I think there's just been a lot of denial about the whole problem, which is now coming home to roost for us.
Well, they say that we don't plan to fail, but we fail to plan. And that's the situation for us, isn't it?
It is. And clearly, clearly, right down to the micro detail of the government rejecting plans to get more firefighting aircraft, the failure to plan irrigation in O'Darling and so forth. There's really been an unwillingness to confront the fact that things are changing, and we're running into the point where if we don't take very strong action soon, it will be too late. We will get this tipping point that I talk about in the article where things just accelerate and run away from us.
Mm. So when you talk about Mother Earth, when you talk about the world, you talk about the globe, what can we do as individuals to work towards climate change?
Well, obviously, I think we can take individual action, but I think most of the action has to be at the political level.
Sure.
I think we can obviously try and reduce our own emissions, but if you look at this from the point of view of the federal government, the more we do as individuals, they'll just bank that and say, well, that's the less we have to do in terms of having any kind of public policy.
Okay. So take the pressure off the government if we just focus on individuals doing their stuff.
That's right, because the government has this target. If we all make big efforts, the government will just make less effort. And so it's really necessary to put the pressure on them. I think this is a point where the failure of their policy is very obvious.
Yeah, a case of passing the buck, so to speak, you know. And the other thing we need to be thinking about is our future children, you know.
Yeah, that, of course, has been the way we've thought about it until recently. That's been the only way we've thought about it. We've thought, here's this problem. It's off 10, 20, 30 years in the future, something that our children and grandchildren will have to deal with if we don't. But, of course, what we've seen here and other places around the world is, that's right here, right now, affecting us as well as our children and our grandchildren.
Exactly. Look, good talking to you. Thank you very much. We need to adapt, we need to act, but also another message going out to governments of the world. Look, do their bit. They're the ones holding the reins, so to speak. But thank you very much for sharing, John, and all the best to you and your family.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there, John Quiggin. So we as humans, we need to adapt to the warmer world that we're heading towards in regarding climate change, and not looking good. And so the governments of all countries need to act on it. And, of course, focus at the moment is on Australia and what we're doing after the fires and what have you, but in regard to making the right decisions in protecting Mother Earth. Have your say, Mob. Yarn up strong. We've only got 10 minutes left here on this daily program, National Talk Black. It's a one-hour program, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday to Friday, Queensland, here at the Murray Radio Station here in Cairns, and that's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service. Of course, the program is called National Talk Black, so you can have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for the daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect piece there. That's with Sylvia Barlow here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. I only got about 5 minutes. 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up now with someone online. My brother, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Brother, I'm just closing the gap. I'll probably come in tomorrow, and I'm going to use Liz and compliment Liz and Anthony Dillon. And very early on stuff that they said in the program, needed to compliment what they said. But anyway, brother, and you know, they say build a bridge and get over it. And oh, my condolences to our brother. It's only Chulba, his mum, and his
yeah, mom. Exactly. Yes. Yes. Love going out to the Chulba family.
And brother, you remember his foundation? The foundation is what?
What's that?
You wish.
You wish. That's right. Too funny, that brother.
Yeah, well, on that, building your bridge and get over it, just by chance, Mexicans are listening to this show. People over there, and they don't have a sense of humor. And in that foundation, our brother, as soon as you wish, they said, build it, get over it. What it was Donald Trump was saying, but brother,
he built
a wall. You like that one, brother?
He
built a wall.
War, that's right, exactly, yeah.
Okay, brother. Okay, brother.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you, brother. That's Selwyn there, here, regular caller on National Talk Black. You mob can do the same by becoming a regular caller. Call us on that number, 1-800-422-416. But you have to start that tomorrow because Murray's going to sign off here for today. But otherwise, you can check out our Facebook page. That's BBM987. Otherwise, text us 045-714-0550. That is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But Murray won't be answering that text 3 o'clock in the morning. But I'll answer when I wake up. Too Deadly Mob, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yana soon, you mob.
Left no roof for knocking on the door to draw the door. Bolt guns on the wheel to keep the middle of the road.